Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'd just like to open up the call today and start off with a word of prayer as we begin this call for today. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, thanking you and praising you this morning, O God, giving you all honor and glory, O God, unto this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Father, as we begin this call today, O God, I ask that you would open up our hearts and our minds, O Lord, and be perceptive, O God, to the speaker that we have today. Be perceptive to the message, O God. Allow us, O God, to be free, O God, of all distractions, O God, or anything that would deter us away from what God has to speak with our hearts today. We thank you and we praise you, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, today I would like to just open up the door for our speaker to come in. Guest speaker, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Brother Brooks?
Yes, I can, sister. Go ahead, take it away.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jody Brooks, a.k.a. Mr. Power Boost. This is Benita, and I'm out of New Jersey. I was just going to let him go on because he was truly going right into being the host. So we welcome him. This is his first time, so everyone give him a round of applause and let him know that he just did a wonderful job. He gave us the mission statement. I was sitting here going like, okay, I don't really need to do much more. I'm so happy that you did not deem it robbery to join us this morning. And our co-founders also want to thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle, and Dr. Nicola Roberts, who is our loving Mother Dimples. So we, along with them, thank you for joining the Master's Call, the telecommunications sanctuary, where you can come in Monday through Friday, dial in Monday through Friday, and just get a word that will just move you forward, just like Brother Brooks was saying, to enrich, enhance, and empower yourself as you move through your day. That is our mission. We stand on, he said it, Psalms 88:13. He gave the mission statement. He gave our reason for the call. I don't know much more to say, Brother Brooks, but I just want to give some very some points that you might want to write down. We do have a website. It is themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. There you can go and read any of the bios of any of the speakers that we've had on our program. Also, all of the words back from the onset of our October 2010 when Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK first started the Master's Call. You can go there and also put in any prayer requests, praise reports, talk about Brother Brooks and how what a wonderful job he did this morning. You can also go there and say, you know what? I think I want to do what he did. I want to be a greeter. You can do what I'm doing. I would like to be a host. Maybe you have a word. You would go there and put that information on that website. And our awesome women of God, our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, we'll get back to you with that information. And so we would like to hear what you have to say. There is so much going on right now. A lot of us have been united via Artists International, and I'm saying ARDISS, not ARTIS, A-R-D-Y-S-S, Artists International, where we've come together to become a family, and we've broadened our net. We just came back from, well, not me, but they just came back from an awesome Ignite conference. Artists International is a health and wellness company where we are moving forward, enriching, enhancing, and empowering lives of other folks that need our products. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, give back to that person that asked you to join the call this morning, and we want to make sure that we give you that information. After this call, we also have a new morning motivational call. The number is, write this down, 641-715-3865. And the access code is 53598#. 641-715-3865. 53598#. Immediately after this call, you can go there, That call was started by Dorothy Cook, who was one of the leaders of this area that started Artists International. And now it has taken on a new face, and it is moving forward with a new idea to even enrich, enhance, and empower more lives. So dial into that call after this call, and you will enjoy the information that you'll get. Want to go through some things because, again, my brother gave up so much information. We do have also an email address. It's info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. I promise you, you're going to want to listen to this call again after you hear the word that's going to come forth. And the replay is 712-432-1085. Use the same PIN, 957677 pound, 712-432-1085. There you can listen to the call. Share the call. Enrich, enhance, and empower someone today. Give them a gift and just write it down on a little slip of paper and give it to them and say, hey, you know, I'm blessing you today with this information, and they will definitely enjoy it. I believe I've covered all the bases, so I do want to bring forward our speaker for the day. And today, you will be delighted. So get prepared. Get your Bible. Basic instruction before leaving Earth, which she invented in her artistic mind. Also, I want you to take a seat in our virtual pew. Have a seat. Get prepared. Get your mindset. Get silent in your spirit, because she had a series of a message, and it was so powerful that several of us went back and listened to it, because it just really spoke to our spirit. But I want to give you a little, I know you've heard her bio so many times. She is one of our co-founders. But I want to give you a little insight into her. Her first name is Vanessa. What does that mean? What does Vanessa mean? You are fixed in your opinions, firm in your friendships, and square in your dealings with others. You are an excellent worker. Since you are both possessive and emotional, you can be either very practical or very impractical and unpredictable. Your dual nature is steadfast. You are the marrying kind. You are bold, independent, inquisitive, and interested in research. You know what you want and why you want it. You desire to inspire and lead, to control others' affairs. You are giving, courageous, and bold, action-oriented, energetic, and strong-willed. You want to make a difference in the world. Amen. And this attitude often attracts you to cultural interests, politics, social issues, and the culture of your creative talent. That speaks her bio. I can go on and tell you about how Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is very educated, went to Oral Roberts University in Tulsa. She is a mother to so many. She is a caregiver to her mom. She is our mother eagle. She pushed us out the nest, whether we want to go and fly or not. But her bio is extensive, and I would encourage you to go to the website and read it yourself. But now I would like to turn the call over to our premier speaker, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I love your creativity. It's been a long time since I've gone and looked up what my name means, and it was interesting hearing those. I love you so much, Mr. Benita, and appreciate you stepping up to the plate today. You did an awesome job as you host the call. And to Mr. Jody, Mr. Power Boost Brooks, his first time. I know some of y'all were excited to hear that baritone on the line, greeting each and every one of you. So excited that you stepped up to the plate to become part of our Master's Call family. We love and appreciate you, and just look forward to time and time again you being out front, up front on our call. Thanks again. And good morning, to our Master's Call family. Love each and every one of you. Many of us are still in the afterglow of that awesome Artist Ignite conference. We're just excited how the Lord has knitted our hearts, as Minister Benita said so well. It was so awesome hearing how Mr. Power Boost, our brother Jody, reminded us of what this call is all about. And it took me back to how God dropped in the spirits of Dr. P.K. Robinson and myself what he wanted to be as the vision for this call. We're going to talk this morning. I tell you, God has, wow, been giving us some awesome messages straight off the Holy Ghost press all this week. And even starting off the week, if that there's a shift in the atmosphere, I want to keep working with that a little bit. I do walk in the office of a prophet and always am sensitive to what God is saying and what is going on, as Ms. Benita alluded to, politically, socially, culturally, keeping in prayer Orlando. I'm sure many of you all saw last night after the horrific shooting, a young child at Disney World gets swallowed up by an alligator. You're like, God, come on. And then it takes me to talking about the importance of living a life of prayer, persistence, and submitting to our process. This morning I want to talk about with the shifting and the sifting, because as God shifts, trust me, he also sifts. You know, some of y'all are too young, but many of you all are old enough to remember the sifters that Mama, Big Mama, Medea used to sift the flour. And we want to realize in our life, when God does shifting, he is also doing sifting. And so we want to talk briefly this morning about living a life, the three P's of prayer, persistence, and submitting to the process, to the ultimate P of reaching your purpose, your godly promotion. Living a life, the foundation, folks, is prayer. Like the foundation of Artists International is faith. We want to always have a life of prayer, not just a dialogue where you're the only one talking, monologue where you're the only one talking, a dialogue where you, yes, let your petitions be known unto God, but then learn how to quiet your spirit so you hear God speak back to you. And when we talk about having a life of prayer, persistence, and going through our process to reach our purpose and godly promotions, the thread that I love to talk about that encourages our heart is to know that we also, with that faith, walk with the favor of God. And the three F's of favor that I've talked about in time past over the years is with favor, the three parts of favor is you walk by faith when you have favor. It produces life and produces fruit in your life when you have favor. But in the shifting and the sifting in the atmosphere, it's perfected by Jehovah Makavish, that last F, the fire of God. When we define favor, it's a gracious, friendly, or obliging act that is freely granted. And my acronym over the years for favor has been finding advantages, the anointing victoriously, overcoming regularly. Well, what do we talk about when we say that we're going to go through our life of prayer so that we walk through the process and understand that there has to be persistence? See, I understand that we have to start off our day with activating the atmosphere and pray. An affirmation that decrees over your life. I always say on the morning, on the new morning motivational call, and I think some catch it, most don't, but you are shifting and sifting the atmosphere when you make a declaration into the heavens, because all that God created was with a word. He said, let there be, and there was light. Let there be, and there was ocean and seas. We have the authority as a believer, and some affirmations that I always say, some faith affirmations. I have unshakable faith in the perfect outcome of every situation in my life, but God is in absolute control, because the Bible says in Psalms 37, the steps of a good man or woman, mankind, are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And though he fall, meaning in our process, though he fall in our journey, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. My affirmation of faith when I'm walking through in prayer, my persistent process, so I'll reach that place called purpose and achieve the promotion of God. I give thanks for ever increasing health, youth, and beauty. And the Bible says in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. With, here's your attitude in the process, with thanksgiving. In other words, this morning, saints, notify your face, smile, let the joy of the Lord flow through you. It's going to be all right. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known before God. Remember, we're talking this morning that we are living a life of prayer, persistence, submitting to God's process to reach our godly purpose or even your promotion. Our scripture in Mark 11:23, that 23rd verse of Mark 11, most of us know, we speak to your mountains and believe God to be God, speaking the word of God, have the faith of God, God kind of faith, decreeing and declaring the scriptures. It's not an option in your prayer life, in your dialogue. It's a mandate. Daily, we must fortify our lives in the spiritual atmosphere of what the Word says about us. It's always good to set the natural and the spiritual climate. Come on. There's a change in the atmosphere. There's been a shifting. Some of y'all got to change your gear, change your mindset, change your posture, and change your process. See, persistence is a force and a state of mind. It drives out all negative spirits of doubt and fear and anger, keeping defeat and quitting out of one's spirit. To be persistent and consistent with the things of God will produce the fruit that will remain. In John 15, that one verses 1 through 4, 7 through 8, I love it. I am the true vine. It's in the red, y'all. And my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. But they're getting his spirit. So when you ask God to help you, when you say those simple prayers, Lord, guide me. When you say those simple prayers, I need an answer from the Lord. And the cutting starts, the shifting starts. Everybody knows it with flowers and roses. They've got to be pruned. Part of our process is the purging, the pruning. And it puts us in that position where we can go forth and bear the fruit, even more fruit. Verse 3 in John 15, you are already clean because of the word I've spoken of you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. I equate that to you're in business for yourself, but you're not in business by yourself. We have an artist family, a koinonia, a community of faith and fellowship that is so different than any other company you'll ever be in. Why? Because that foundation is faith. That foundation is prayer in God. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me, says the Lord in that John 15. But verse 7 is my verse. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit. See, in our process, look around. Are you producing some good fruit? You know, I used to always say years ago, some of us need to be fruit inspectors. I didn't say you have to. You know, you never know the true motives of people's heart, only they know. But you can judge the fruit. If you got pruny fruit, if you got anorexic fruit, if you got inconsistent fruit, go on, say amen or oh me. You need to be a fruit inspector first of ourselves. You know that fruit in Galatians 5:22? Is there love in your heart? Are you a peacemaker or are you a drama queen? Is there joy? Is there faith? Is there long-suffering all the way to the last of those nine fruits? Is there temperance, means self-control? Are you choosing with your fruit to control yourself? Are you the binge queen? Come on, we're talking about living by faith and living by prayer and persistence and staying in your process so that you can achieve your purpose. So decide right now to speak to your mouth, to do not doubt in your heart. Decide right now that you'll strive to only plant seeds of righteousness that the word assures us will produce good fruit, fruit that will remain with our families, with our relationships, with our finances, with our future, especially here at Artists International. God never tells us to climb our mountains, but to only speak to them. You ain't trying to climb no rough side of the mountain. It may sound good, that may seem good, but it's not scriptural. God never told you to climb a mountain. He told you to walk in the authority of a believer. God has his timing of our seasons of building. We must not doubt but trust God during this season, be it short or long. So today you need to take a praise break and encourage yourselves. Remind the devil who really is in charge. Call on the name that is above all names. First remind yourself, then remind all of the heavenlies, then remind all of hell who is in charge. Remind hell that you have read the back of the book and you know that you know that you know who wins, and it is the Lord our Savior Jesus Christ. And all the fruit you produce will remain for God's glory and our good. And your life produce the fruit of peace, Jehovah Shalom. Our presence should bring about peace and joy, a calming spirit to reconcile conflict, to produce a peaceful atmosphere. In our life, we should produce the fruit of victory, Jehovah Nissi. And my presence produces the atmosphere that we're an overcomer, and we do not settle for defeat from the enemy. I always choose to see the victory, choose to see the glass half full and not empty, while standing in the midst of even your own mess, my mess, because I choose to hold on to the favor of God, which I know that I know that I know God will take that mess and produce in me and through me a mighty message, which will help and encourage and deliver others out of our mess. This morning we're talking about living a life of prayer. Then be persistent. Quitters never win and winners never quit. Submitting to God's process, not our process, not our way. That simple prayer we pray in Matthew 6 is, your kingdom come, God. That possessive pronoun is your will be done. Too many times we want to come up with our agenda and turn around and tell God, I need you to bless it. Wrong order, wrong answer. God, today, in the lives of your people, your kingdom come. Daddy God, let your will be done. We won't operate in our process and allow any doubt in. See, doubt is a discipline stealer. It won't allow you to stay consistent, to make the phone calls, to go open your mouth and be the minister in the marketplace. You won't be disciplined to stay consistent and persistent. Doubt is a destiny stealer. We can't get to that place called purpose when we have fear and doubt in our heart. And doubt is ultimately your dream stealer. So today, say only what God says about you. And sometimes we honestly do not have anything good to say. Y'all know my ministry that God put in my spirit over 6 or 7 years ago, the SUM ministry. Sometimes you just need to shut up ministry and not say nothing. Be quiet before the Lord so you can say something positive, because we're talking about living a life of prayer, of persistence, submitting to the process so that we achieve our godly purpose and our godly promotion. See, lastly, the godly promotion, it only comes when we complete the season we're in. See, there's been a shift. We graduated. Some of y'all want to stay in kindergarten. But you need to put your big girl panties on, put your big britches on, brothers, and we're getting ready to go to first grade. We're starting our process. We're moving on. We're doing it different. The godly promotion only come when you complete our process. Therefore, in Mark 11:24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you've received it, and it will be yours. God's promotion is full of possibilities, potential, and promise. See, part of our process will always involve that pressure, that pruning, that repositioning, That's part of the process for everybody. But it will be perfected by the fire of God. So with favor, I talked about we got to see some fruit come out. The thread is faith, but yeah, it's going to be a little hot sometimes because when we have to face some ugly truth about ourselves, when we have to deal with some inconsistencies in ourselves that don't allow us to say persistence, don't say amen and oh me, then we have to let the fire of God. You know when you put fire on anything, the dross, the stuff that doesn't belong, it rises to the top so you can clean it out of your life. Allow God. See, life, it's like it brings with the pressure major challenges. No great leader is exempt from pressure. Every great leader in the Bible encountered challenges which produce pressure. Like a tube of toothpaste, the pressure of life will squeeze out of us. So if the word of God is in us, then the pressures of life will only squeeze out of us the anointed word of God. So today, let that time of pressure make you dig a little deeper. So as it destroys some things that shouldn't be there, it'll develop what should in that process to birth the destiny that the fire of God do what it's supposed to do, Jehovah Makedesh. Because again, as I close, we want to walk in God's favor, but how do we do that? It takes living a life of prayer, being persistent through the valleys as well as those mountaintops, submitting to godly processes that he takes us through so that we achieve the promotion that comes from him. I speak over our lives. We'll open our mouths and only say what God says about us. We are overcomers, Revelation 12:11, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony as we win. Amen and amen. So I went a little over. Back to you, Minister Benita.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that word. And there's no such thing as going over when sharing the word. Amen. We just want to make sure you got that message, living the life of prayer. Dr. Vanessa, we're going to ask you to come back for the benediction. Just want to cover some key points, living the life of prayer. Don't talk about the mountain. Speak to your mountain. Live the life of prayer. Want to make a correction, the call immediately after this call, the MMC call, 641-715-3865. The pound is 539-598 pound, 539-598 pound. And I know you're going to want to listen, re-listen to this call and share this call. Dr. Vanessa just breathed into our spirit, living the life of prayer. 712-432-1085, and it's the same pen, 957-677 pound. It was an awesome message. Please share this. We're going to go and just give this back to Dr. Vanessa. I just want to share a few things. I apologize. I just want to share a few things. Father God, we just want to make sure that you keep in your spirit the Hightower family and the Smith family as they go through their time of grieving. Father, that you already have your hand on this family. We have so many families, Father, that we have prayer requests for. You know each and every one of them, Father. We have families within our TMC families, families within Artists International families, and families that are connected to us. Father, just give them the peace of understanding that you are in control. There is no mountain that you cannot move. Father, we just appreciate Dr. Vanessa for giving us this message, for letting us know that, yes, living the life of prayer is what we need to do. Know that we love you, Father. We love Dr. Vanessa. We appreciate you breathing that message into her spirit and passing it on to us so that we know that there is no need to worry because there is no room for fear and faith. Father God, we bless you. We thank you. We bless Dr. Vanessa. We thank her. We love Dr. PK. Father, thank you so much for this word you gave to us. Amen, amen, and amen. Dr. Vanessa, please come back with the benediction. Thank you.
Thank you. You did an awesome job. So appreciate you. Minister Benita, and again to you, Mr. Jody Brooks, Mr. Power Boost. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome to our TMC leadership team. We're so excited to have you. The doors always swing back on welcome hinges if anybody else wants to join us. We welcome you. Again, as she said, we're praying for Jeanette Hightower. She got the news in her entire family with the transitioning of Devine Smith, who is also part of our Artists International family out of Ohio. We're definitely lifting that family up. Keep them lifted up in their prayers. And we just know God will carry the entire family through this season. But to let them feel the prayers of their artist family along with everyone who has been affected during this time and this season with the loved ones going home. And as we've been saying, we're continuing to pray for Orlando and all that is going on there. All right, let's close in prayer as we get ready for Awareness Wednesday today. Spirit of the living God, we love you. We extol you. We magnify your name as we live our life of prayer, praying only what you say about us in your word, decreeing and declaring to the heavens. We make a commitment to be consistent and persistent with the assignment you've given us. As the atmosphere is shifting and many things in our life are being sifted out, Father, we submit to that process because our ultimate goal is to be promoted in you. So we love you, Father God. We trust you, and we will walk this out so that we reach that place called destiny. As we leave this call, we know we're never departing from your presence. As your ministers in the marketplace, continue to give us the mindset that allows us to complete this mission successfully to change the world with our awesome products. And knowing that as we do what you called us to do, all the destiny, the promotion, and the purposes on our lives, individually and corporately, shall be achieved. So with all we do, all we say, and wherever we go, this day we will give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and all the praise. And all God's people said amen, amen, and amen. Look forward to hearing many of you all in just a few minutes on the New Morning Motivational Call on this Awareness Wednesday. And for others, we wish you that blessed day today and look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Have a great one in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.